Okay. We go on Shuas. That Chofala from Rala says as follows. It says in a whole bunch of places. Amar Avidi Barovin, Amar of Amram, Amar of Yitzchok, Amar of Yochanan, Rebudom, Mishum Revis Aglili. Kolos HaSeh Shabbat Torah, every Los HaSeh, Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa, Lokan Olaf, Shem Bo Maisa, Ein Lokan Olaf. It's a klal that you get Malkus for Los HaSeh, you have to have a Maisa. Three exceptions, Chutz Minishba, Meimer, Umkawas, Chaveru B'Shem. Let's forget about Tmura, let's forget about Klala, just think about Shua. Nishba minolan. How do we know it? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi, Amar Kro. Lo sis Hashem Hashem lokech lashov, lo inake. Aseres hadibris. Bezin shemalo, eim inaken also. Klape shmayim, he's not going to get. Avo bezin shemato, malken also, umanaken also. Okay, so he gets Malkus. Now, the Gemara says, Hai Shua Sheke Hechi Domi. Ile Mir Shua Shalo Ochal Vo Ochal. I will not eat Kikar Tzra, and he ate the Kikar. Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisu. Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisu. Domi Shua Shua Ochal Vo Ochal. Ay, Shua Shaocha Kikis, or Idmar, Shua Shaocha Kikis, Hayom, Lova, Yom, Vlocha. Rabbi Yochanan Veshlokish, Damri Travayu, Ain a Loka. Yochanan Ome, Ain a Loka, Mishum to have a Lav Shambo Mice. Lav Shambo Mice, Ain Lokan Olaf. Shua Shaocha Kikis, So, Rabbi Yochanan said, Lav Shambo Mice, Veshloka Shom, Ain a Loka. Shnava Hasra Sofak, Hasra Sofak, Oshmasra. One says, it's talking about Ochalti Vlo Ochalti. Now, achalti v'lo achalti, so it's sheker. Everyone says it's sheker. And we have, and what is, and it's sheker right away, the moment he says it. The aveir is in the dibur. Aveir is in the dibur. So, normally dibur is not, it's a lav she'en bo ma'is here, it's a lav she'yesh bo. Shua she'lo ochal kikazeh. So where's the aveira? In the sheker, in the eating, where's the aveira? So first of all, I've discussed in past year, here there's a machlokas between Rav Dimi and Ravin, Shula Habo, what the aveira is. Bal yachal dvaro, o lo shishovu b'shmila sheker. Now, the Rambam, the Tosis, Lechora, Ramban explicitly say Shula Haba is from Ezer Shush. What is it? So it is from Bal Yachal Devaro. But let's that's the Ravin Amr Yamar Rabbi Amr Ochalti Velo Ochalti Sheker. That's where some of those Bishmila Sheker. So of ochal v'lo ochal, over b'lo yachal devaro. Take a shur she ochal, shur v'lo ochal. Now, so ochal v'lo ochal says, take a look carefully on Rabbeinu Hanan, it has to be very critical for us. Over, he also says, b'yachal devaro. Okay. What is Bal Yachal Dvaro? Bal Yachal Dvaro has nothing to do with Sheker. Bal Yachal Dvaro means certain times the Torah gave me the ability to create Yisurim. Violating Yisurim that I was created by my Dibur, that's Bal Yachal Dvaro. For instance, Hareni Nozer. He's a Nozer. So what happens? He becomes a Nozer. Then, he knows he's a Nazir, but what can he do? He loves drinking wine. And he drinks wine. So he has not been over, no sheker in it. He says, I fully recognize I'm an osir. But what can I do? I love wine. No, it's not sheker, but by achadvara. He created an isser with his diva. A person that says he takes a cow, besides harizu ola, it's an ola. He has to take the cow up to Yerushalayim. He's climbing the hills up to Yerushalayim, gets tired, so he decides to ride on the cow's back. He's a moel. Gemara Nida says, by achadvara. He created Yisurim with his dibur, and he violates those Yisurim that he created with his dibur. That's by achadvara. It has nothing to do with Sheke. He's planning on bringing that animal as an ola. He ends up bringing that animal as an ola. That's not a question. But there's an Yisur he created. He created Yisur. So, by achadvara, according to Ravin, Alapachas, Shvul Habo is by achadvara. And so what is the Avera? Of violating those Yisurim that were created by my Dibur. What Shvua She'ochal Kikazeh? Be very careful. Ravin said there are two types. Shvua She'lo Ochal v'Shvua She'ochal. So there it can create Yisurim, and maybe there's a double type of Yisurim. This is when Yisur is if I eat it, or can create Yisurim, if I, on the non-eating, it's also. That we'll see. Okay, it's a lav shem b'mais. So, now, fast forward to Kof Ches Amar Aleph. I won't eat A, I won't eat the small one if I eat the big one. A, if I eat B. So, one is called the Isser, one is called the Tnai. I won't eat the Isser if I eat the Tnai. So the Gemara says, what is the Gemara Chav Chesam Beis? Ochle li Yisura, he ate the Isser, v'chod ochle li Tnai. And he ate it tonight. Plugged Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Why? Because it's Hasra Safek. We have to understand what's Hasra Safek. Now, we come to Lishitas HaRambam. Rambam says that if Shul HaBo is also Lusi Shavu B'Shmilah Sheker, where he gets it from, why he says it, but he says it. So the Rambam opens up a possibility that maybe the whole Isser is in the Dibur Sheker. Shua Shalo Ochal Kikazev Ochal. Lamafreya, it turns out what he said was a Sheker. Shua Shalo Ochal Velo Ochal, it turns out Lamafreya is a Sheker. That cannot be said in the Shitas and Rambam for countless reasons. First of all, if you take a look at the Rambam on Lo Sishovu B'Shmila Sheker and Mitzvah Lo Saseh Samach Aleph, he says, the Avera is Bitul Diburo. Where did he get it from? From the Gemara Chafala from Amar Aleph. Nishba Lahachlif, Vehichlif. It's in Bitul Diburo. It is violating what I said. But the Rambam is forced into it for a different reason. If you take a look in the Rambam, Perek Dalet Hilchos Shavuos, Halacha Chof, Chof Aleph. Shavuos She'ochal Kikazeh Hayom, I will eat it today. Vava Hayom V'lo Ochal, and he didn't eat it. B'shogeg Mevi Korban Olav V'yored, Remezit Ein Eloka, Shalom Osam Mais, it's a Lav Shem Bo Mais. Vav Pisha Ovar Al Shavuos Sheker, he violated the Shavuos Sheker. Rama usually doesn't give hasberim, but here he does. Who she'ochal v'hu lo ochal, o she'lo ochal v'hu ochal, al b'shelo samaisim. So he says, what's the difference? Shua she'ochal kikazeh, and he says, He said in the past, in the past. Because the Aveira is where in what he said. And the Torah is special because that's the cost of the Dibur and Shvua is a Dibur. Nishba Shiyasa, he said, I will do for who also. And Yeshua Shechem and Shashua, there's no Aveira in the Dibur. But wait a second, maybe when he doesn't eat Igloi Milsalam Afreya, that the Dibur was a Sheker. Can't say that. Why not? Because then it becomes very similar to Shua Shalom Ochal Kikazem Ochal Zeh. He eats the Isser and then he eats the Tnai. What is the Rambam Paskin? Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Yochanan. Hasra Safek is a Hasra. You give him Hasra when he eats the Isser. Then later on, if he eats the Tnai, you go in Milsalam Afreya, he ate the Isser. And you give him Malkus. So, therefore, Yeshua she'ochal ki zahayom, you should give him hasra right before he takes the shvua. Later on, at the end of the day, you go on Muslim Afreya, that the dibur was a dibur sheker. You go on Muslim Afreya, dibur is a dibur sheker. Rambam already has told us when you go on Muslim Afreya that you violated a shvua. So apparently, and so then it just becomes a shail of hasra safek. Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam says, you don't get it. The Rambam Paskins, Hasra Safek, is Hasra. His gears in the Gemara is like Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So what do you see from here? See from here a very important thing. That Shua Shalo Ochal Kikazeva Ochal, what is the Aveira? The Aveira is in the eating. So since the Aveira is in the eating, it's a Lav Sheyesh B'mais. So, what's the Aveira? So according to Tos, there's no problem. According to the Ramban, there's no problem. It's by Yachal Dvara. But according to the Rambam, it's Losi Shov Bishmila Sheker. So what is the Sheker? Not what I said. How I'm acting. There are two types of Sheker. The Sheker B'maisa and Sheker B'dibur. Because the Aveira is when I eat it. So if I say Shusha Olo Ochal Kikazah, I will eat it. So what's the Aveira? The non-eating. Well, non-eating is the Embo Maisa. It doesn't come under the Gzeres HaKodz Kino Yonak. The Gzeres HaKodz Kino Yonak Hashem Eish HaSer Yishar Shmo LaShol only tells me when the Aveira is in the Dibor. That means there it goes in Ovar. Okay, so that's point number one that should be exceedingly, exceedingly clear. That according to the Rambam, Losi Shov Bishmila Sheker, and he says it is two second type of Sheker, the Sheker B'dibur and Sheker B'mais. Number one. Number two. What is this Hasra Safek? So a whole different approach to this is, I'm not getting it, is it's a whole other issue. So Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel and Psachim. Just mention it because that comes up in Daf Samach Gimel. Gemara says again. Samach Gimel on the base. He says, why Yeshua she'ochal kikaze? Yeshua's hasra safek? He says, because the aveira is in the shvua. You give hasra b'shah shvua, and you don't know how the day is going to end up. So what do you see? You see, Rabbeinu Chananel learned there's a very big difference in shvua she'abor. Shvua she'lo, shvua that I will not do something. The Aveira is when I violate the Shvua. That's why it's a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa and Hasras Vada. But Shvua She'ochal Kikazeh, even though if he patskin like Rav and his Bal Yacha, that I still haven't figured out. So the aver is in the shvuah, and I don't know if it's going to end up to be a shekem. Rav Elchanan al samach gimel amid beis and psochem says that very difficult. It's a whole other shia. Okay, now, but bein according to the Rambam, bein according to Tosis, the aveira is when I say it. In Ovar, and when I violate it, in Osid. Okay, Shua Shelo Ochal. Okay. Then Tosis in Shua Stavdal Ramad Aleph quotes the Yerushalmi. Let's take a look. Stavdal Ramad Aleph. El Gemara Shuas. Ochal Velo Ochal Lo Loki. Doesn't get Malkus. Ochal Velo Ochal. Im Tomar, how do you know? Hechadiyak mehocha, says Tosis, the lavsha ain bo mais, ain lokan olov, till in the time of Shum, they have a hasra sofek. Maybe it's hasra sofek. There are two reasons. The Gemara is machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. But the Gemara is so quick, jumps to the bo mais. Shom a mashmele, the potter afil nishba al kika vzorko leyam. I will eat this kikir and I throw it into the ocean. So Tosa says, the Hisrubo Bashazrik, and they gave him Hasra when he was about to throw it in the ocean. Umiu Honami Choshev Hasra Sofek. Lamando Ama Bitlo Velo Bitlo the Choshev Hasra Sofek. Kafilu Shiba Knofeho. Comes along Tosa and tells us an incredible idea which we're going to have to understand. There's a machlokas which we'll get to, kimu velo kimu, bitlu velo bitlu. But even that is hasra sofek. Why? Why? So jumps up Rabbi Kiva Eger and says, he doesn't understand what those are talking about. Those are chisi lohavim. Tohotsom. Shasavera halik. What is the case? Case is lo sikachem al abonim. You have a mother bird, and you have either eggs or little fledgling birds. She's sitting on the nest, taking care of them. You can't pull them away when the mother's sitting there. Shalech to shalech hazaim. Send away the mother. Es habonim tikachoch. Then you can take it. Now the Gemara says, there's a cloud, lav hanitik lase. If there's a lo sase, that you can fix up with an ase. So the Gemara says, let's say I did take the eggs. Let's say I did take the eggs. And the mother's sitting there. So you, then halacha, send away the mother. Get her away from the point of her pain and suffering. Okay, send her away. Gemara says that's a lava nitik lase. Comes along, Gemara says, what about Shibur Knofeho? You broke her wings. She can't move. You shoot her. She can't move. Gemara says it's Hasra Sofik. We'll see that when we get to it. So comes along, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that I understand, he says. Ubeshas Shibur Knofeho, because you can't give Hasra when you break the wings. You have to give Hasra when you take the eggs. When you take the eggs, you don't know. Are you going to send away the mother or break her wings or shoot her? What are you going to do? So that's why it's Hasra Sofek there. But here, Elam of Vatel Bezet, he can ha'es. Vizchaya Mamalkus, Namafreya, Misha Shaloka. Zelo Shaya Hasra al Shashib. He says, you have to give Hasra. Here's a very key point. We'll see this in all Rishonim and all Achronim. Hasra has to give him Bishas Aveira. What's the Aveira? Taking the eggs. At that point, it's a Sofek. It may send away the mother. And when Lava Nitik Lase is after I do the Losa, say, then I do the Asam Potter for Malkus. So you don't know that it's Chaya Malkus. Hasra Sofek. That I understand, says Tosis. But says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Okay. Aval hocho haveira ain't al shashua. The haveira is not the shashua when he took the shua. L'sha'a sha'over al ha'shvua, when he violates the shvua. D'kom belav d'lo yachol d'varo. Why? Because the lo sasei is what? Lo yachol d'varo. The came in the anudon and l'chayvo bat, and we want him l'chayvo because he threw it in the ocean. When is the bitul ha'shvua? When he's throwing it into the ocean. And that's lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. Ha'shvua so shein ocho. Im kein ha'shvua hu ato. Kishamati lo yam. It's not ha'shvua sovek, ha'shvua zvada. So ask for b'kiv eik. Very powerful kash against Tosis. Tosis says ha'shvua sovek. And is it lav sheyesh bo ma'isa? So now we have, in general, to give some background. Is a halacha lav sheyesh bo ma'isa? Okay, what about lav sheyesh bo ma'isa al yedei ma'isa? The aveira is the non-doing, but I arrange that by doing something. I'll give you an example. Is a halacha, I'm sure everyone's aware of not. If not, I'll make you aware. That lo sakif pa'as for sheichem. You're not allowed, you have to leave the hair coming down, at least according to one sheet to the cheekbone, to the bottom of the cheekbone. And according to most sheet is down a quarter to the bottom, to the jaw. Thank God for everyone who likes to be a little more neatly thing. Shulchan Aruch pasens like a das yochid, that's until the cheekbone, right here. But to the bottom of the cheekbone. That's Yisum. This is a Bal Takif. Do not do it. As the Gemara says, it's also to be Makif and also to be a Nikaf. To have it done to you. Okay. So you go to the barber. You have to make sure that he doesn't cut any hair on the side over here. Now, that's, and if he's trimming up around over the ear, and he's snipping it and cutting it down to the bottom. So that's a serious shaila of lo sakif pas or shechem. Whether a person has to have payas or not, many years ago, I had a barber, that's before I had payas, and he, every time I went, I drove him crazy, don't cut here, do this, do this, do this, do this. And he finally says, Rabbi, I'm giving up on you, you have to grow payas. That's why Jews ended up growing payas. Okay. So, halach, so the issur is, the Gemara says, if I'm standing there immobile and the barber is just cutting off that part of the hair, so it's lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. But if he says, turn your head, and I turn my head to help him, so then I'm masayeya and I'm chayav malchus. Now, why? Am I chayav malchus? And here you have a major machlokas Rishonim Achronim. One group of Rishonim holds, because every time I'm a sayeya, I turn my head, so and I enable him to be a makif, I become myself a makif. And others say, no, the isra is being a nikaf. But here, so that's just something passive. But I arrange to be a nikaf through a maisa. And the Shachan Taz and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Nida have a machlokas. What's the machlokas? A woman goes to mikveh on Friday night, Yontif, one of the malachas agozes. You're not allowed to cut your nails in Shabbos and Yontif. And she didn't cut her nails before Shabbos and Yontif, and we insist that you cut your nails before you go to mikveh. So can you have a non-Jewish woman help her? So the Taz says, also. Why? He says, because when she extends her, so the woman is going to cut her nails, says, stick out your hand. She sticks out her hand. So she misayeya. And then he says from the Gemara and Makkos, it seems that every misayeya is, turns in, if I'm a sayeya, I'm not a nikaf anymore, I'm a makif. So every, if I, she extends her hands, she's not a nigzaz, she's a gozes. It's a malach of Shabbos and Yontif. So says the Taz. Jumps in the Shach, says, no. Not the way it is. Says the Shach, no. Isra of makif, isra of nikif. Ikif is lav shem bo maisa. Algmor says malchus. That's the lav shem bo maisa, yidei maisa. Okay, so here we have a question. When is the Shas Aveira? Is the Shas Aveira that by throwing into the ocean, so the Shas Aveira is when? The Shas Aveira is the when you throw it in, as Rav Kivega says. Shas Aveira is when you throw it in, so it's Lav Sheyesh B'mayis Lav Sheyesh B'mayis. Oh, but he says, but Tosus doesn't say that. We have to see what Tosus is coming. Tosus says, it's a lav she'ein bo ma'is with a hasra zvada, a hasra sofik. So the question is, why it's hasra sofik, we'll see. Why it's a lav she'ein bo ma'is? So apparently, according to Tosus, lav she'ein bo ma'is, a yidei ma'is, is a lav she'ein bo ma'is. Okay, like the Taz. This is by your all, by your motzah. According to many people, so it's lav shem b'maisa, owning chometz. Let's assume for a second that's what it is. Most we've shown. Let's say I take flour and water, I put it together, I make a dough. So I'm owning chometz. How did I own it? By making the dough. What's the aveira? Owning the chometz. There's no aveira making chometz. It's owning chometz. Right. It's a lav shem b'maisa, yidei maisa. A very classic problem with many, many manifestations. Okay, so the aveira is the non-eating, according to Tosus. Rabbi Kivega says not. We'll have to understand as we go on. Now, the Gemara in Marcus. Those of you who happen to have a big Gemara where Marcus and Shavuos are together, that's fine. Otherwise, I'll explain it to you briefly. The klal lav hanitek la'ase. For instance, lo sigzol, you're not allowed to steal. Mitzvah heishivas hagzela shagoza. Give it back. That's a lav hanitek la'ase. The only time you can be makayim the assay is when? After you sold. Rambam says you don't get malchus for stealing. It's a lav hanitek la'ase. Klal, you don't get malchus for a lav hanitek la'ase. For a whole variety of reasons, we'll see some of them shortly. And there's a lav shekidmo la'ase. For instance, there's a lo saseh, but the aseh can be done before the lav or after the lav. Shaleach teshalach aseh, send the mother away and then take it. Okay, you can mekayim the aseh by sending the mother away. But you can be mekayim the aseh, even after you take the Gemara says, kol yomav. That's why shaleach teshalach. To say, even afterwards you can do it. So, but you don't get malchus, let's assume, in both cases. Okay, so the Gemara says, wait 1 second. The Machlokes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is called Kimu Velo Kimu Bitlo Velo Bit. Mora Makis Tezvovim at base. So Rashi says, Kimu Porto Lo Kimu. Kishomer Rashi says, what is the reason you don't get malchus for lav hanitek la'ase? Because he comes into Beis Din, and Beis Din says, listen, that's the Man D'Amar says, kima v'lo kima. According to Rashi's gear, so that's Reish Lakish, the Rif's gear says, that's Rav Yochanan. Okay. He comes into Beis Din, and Beis Din says, listen, you have a choice, malchus or la'ase. Try what you want. Because the assay is b'mokom malchus. So, means when, according to Rashi, when you give hasra, and he says, so, that is, it's a hasra vada his chayev. Im of lokim is vada chayev. He can choose a different onish than malchus. For instance, an onus of mafate. So the Torah says he has to marry the woman. Okay, velo siyel yisha. lo yuchal legarsha kol yomav. Let's say he does give her a get, so he can do one of two things. He can get malchus or marry her, remarry her, his choice. Now, that's kimo velo kimo. The mandoma says bitlo velo bitlo. What does bitlo velo bitlo mean? That means you only get malchus, the only is a two-step avera. Step one is the lo saseh. Step two is the bitul ha'aseh. Rashi is very, very clear. Two-step avera. Rashi says, what's hasra sofek? Take very clear attention because it's going to be critical for shuas. The ikalav, Rashi says, is, well, the ikar avera is the lo saseh. The lo saseh is nigmar when you mavat the aseh biyodayim. So, what happens? What's the los asay? Los taking the eggs away. So, but then he can send the mother away. He doesn't want her. He breaks the mother's wings. He can't send the mother away. Breaks her legs. She can't fly. She can't do anything. She shoots the mother. That's goma the los asay. Then says Rashi a very deep idea. Rashi says the los. You have to give hasra b'shas ikar alav. What's the ikar alav? It's taking the leg, taking the eggs. But the aveira is not nigmar, and at that point, you don't know if he's going to finish the aveira. It's going to be a complete aveira. So it's hasra sofek. No, no. He's going to complete the aveira. But you need hasra b'shas avera salav, and when the okay, so says, that's the mandama says bitlo velo bitlo. Okay, and then for instance, the Gemara gives another example. Lo sieliyisha, he has to marry her. He marries her. Lo yuchal agarsh, you can't divorce her. Comes into Bezin says either you remarry her. Or we'll give you malchus. And he shoots her. Kills her. Okay, so he's mevatel yaseh biyodai. Says the Gemara, kom lebe the Ramine. Why is it kom lebe the Ramine? So the Rambam points out, all Rishonim agree. Because when he finishes the Avera of the Lav, lo yuchal agarsh, he's chayav misa at the same time. Can't be chayav misa and malchus at the same time. That's kom lebe the Ramine. Rambam proves from there, and all Rishonim agrees with him, that according to the Mandoma, bitlo velo bitlo, the Aveira is the bitul ho'ese biyodayim. Okay. So the Gemara says like this, shusha ochel ki kazeh hayom v'ova hayom v'lo v'achlo. I will eat this kike today, and v'ova hayom v'lo v'achlo. Doesn't come malchus. And Biochan says hasras. Wait, what's hasras safek here? So Tosa says back on Dav Dalet. It's like the mandom of bitlo velo bitlo. You have to give her. Just b'shas aveira is not enough. It has to be b'shas gemar aveira. And gemar aveira with ikar aveira. So Tosa says like this. And Tosa happens to paskin like bitlo velo bitlo. That's why it's so important. He says, well, what is the aveira? The aveira is at the end of the day. Or the aveira is the entire day of not eating. I said I'll eat today. I spent the whole day and I didn't eat. So there are two types of hasra sofek. Hasra sofek, when I can't pinpoint the last moment. But what is Tosus brings in the mandama who says bitlo velo bitlo. The mandama says bitlo velo bitlo says like this. It's not enough to give hasroa b'shas aveira. I give it b'shas aveira. If I give it b'shas aveira, at that point, I don't know if it's going to become an aveira. But if I don't do it before, I don't do it b'shas aveira, so then there's nothing to talk about. So apparently, according to Tosis, I give him hasra an hour before shkia. But I can't pinpoint the hasra to give it exactly at shkia. That's an impossibility. So I gave it b'shas aveira, but I didn't give it b'shas gemar aveira. That's hasra sofer. You see from Tosis a very interesting idea. Shrusha ochal kikazeh hayom. The aveira is in the entire day of not eating. Oh. So what is it? Rabbi Vegas says no. So what happens? He throws it in the ocean. So Rabbi Kiveiga says, the aveira is in the throwing of the ocean. Tos says the aveira is the entire day. Has nothing. I just happen to have arranged that by the end of the day I won't be able to eat it because I threw it in the ocean. We're going to have to understand a little more deeply what's happening between Rabbi Kiveiga and Tos. Number one. Okay. And the Rambam, the Rif, has a whole different gersa. Understanding what chemo velo chemo is, bitlo velo bitlo. I give you an introduction, Mirz Hashem, giving you a week to see the Sugya and Marcus. Next week we'll finish it off. According to the Rambam, Aveira is a two-step Aveira. What is it? A, the lo saseh, and number two, the non-kiyum halav. Non-kiyum halav. You comment, that means, according to the Rambam, he paskins not bitlo velo bitlo like Rashi and Tosfos, because there's a different gears in the Gemara, paskins kima velo kima. He paskins, hasra sofig is a hasra. So that means, like this, lo yuchal agarsha. He's not allowed to give her a get. He gives her a get. And then b'shas, he gives the get. So what is the hasra? Hasra is, I'm giving you hasra now. There's a two-step aveira. The get and the non-fulfillment of the aseh. Ikim aseh. We don't know what's going to happen. That's why it's Hasra Sefik. The Ram Paz Hasra Sefik Shema Hasra. Let's say the woman dies. So at that point, you give him Malkus. Why? You know, according to him, according to the Rambam, what is Hasra Sefik? Hasra Sefik, why is Hasra Sefik B'Shas Maisa? I didn't know what was going to happen. The Ik I gave it, Zman Ikir Aveira. And at that point, Zman Ikir Aveira, that he gave her a get, but I don't know if it's going to finish. When it finish, and therefore it's Hasra Sofik, we pass Hasra Sofik, Shema Hasra, she gets Malkus. Now, the Rambam also had our Gemara. And Rambam, what is the Rambam Paskin? And the Rambam says, it's a lav she'ein bo mais, but is it Hasra's Vada? It's Hasra's Sofek. Ram passes Hasra's Sofek is Hasra. So in the middle of the day, I give her. But Hasra always has to be B'Shas Aveira. That's the clock. So 12 o'clock noon, I say, better eat now because who knows, you'll forget later on. I have plenty of time. It's B'Shas Aveira. When the day finishes, it turns out he didn't eat. Did he get a Hasra B'Shas Aveira? Yes. At that time, did he know that it was going to turn into an Aveira? No. He had a few hours left in the day to eat. So what do you see from both? Rambam, Rashi, all of them. What is the Aveira? The Aveira is the non-eating all day. And when he does, any time during the day, he does. But let's say on Monday, he says, Shur she'ochal kikazeh on Tuesday. On Monday, you can't give him hasra, because that's not Shas Aveira. It's the entire Tuesday that he doesn't eat. entire Tuesday he doesn't eat. That's the Shas Aveira. So, and here's where we're going to have to understand, and Meretz Hashem will understand a little more completely next week, that here's not the bittul. There are two types of bittul dibur. When I make sure that it's going to be a sheker. So when do I make sure it's going to be a sheker? When I throw into the ocean. But that's not what Tosus is about. Tosus is bal yachol devar, has nothing to do with sheker. It's the violation of the shua. And here the violation of shua is the entire day, not the last second of not eating, the entire day of not eating. And that's why it ends up being, from both from Rashi's point of view and Tosfos's point of view, a hasra suffik. But a hasra always needs Shas Aveira. And you have Shas Aveira, but at that point, you don't know what's going to happen. Meretz Hashem Bli Neder, we'll continue this next Motzei Shabbos.